Yeah, whatever.
You haven't mentioned Sony and Star Wars in the same words again, yo.
All right. So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is going to be a contentious one. I'm on the side of Sony.
No, fuck Sony. All right. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead. That was rude. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Explain yourself.
But I'm on the side of Sony. Sony has the rights to Spider-Man for now on to eternity, as long as they keep making one movie.
They do not have the rights to my heart, yo.
All right.
All right, that's some bullshit. So
my contention is that the fact that Disney now owns Fox, they own pretty much 50% of Hollywood. Why would I negotiate with a bully?
How are they a bully?
They own 50% of Hollywood.
Yo, that is not their fault.
All right. They own the Terminator. They own Aliens.
Yo, that is not their fault.
They own Star Wars. They own pretty much most of the comic movies, except for Spider-Man. All right? Hulk. And you know what?
They own Hulk? Nope, they do not own the Hulk.
And they wish they could. But you know what?
Yeah, they pretty much do.
Because they would make a Hulk movie, right? It's super quick. I'm not on the side of Comcast. I'm on the side of Sony. But anyway, my contention is that Marvel, Disney should pay them whatever it takes to continue to have Spider-Man in the MCU.
I'm totally against that. Totally against that. Don't pay them shit. As you mentioned, Spider-Man made the MCU better. They brought them in with a clear plan in place to do something special with Spider-Man. All right? And I agree with that. I think it was a good move. It was an excellent move. Something that was necessary. And they did a phenomenal job with them. Sony could never in a million years have pulled off what MCU did, what Kevin Feige did with Tom Holland and Spider-Man.
They did it twice.
Spider-Man 1 and 2, Sam Raimi's Spider-Man.
My boy!
Different flavor.
It was a totally different flavor. They made successful movies. Yes and no.
They were successful. But they were nowhere near as successful as the current crop.
Well, that's a different time for movies. I mean, it was still at a point where comic book movies had to prove themselves.
I'll give you that. But Sony also gave us Spider-Man 3. That sounds and that speaks volumes right there.
Spidey Pelvic Thrust Show.
And Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Spidey Pelvic Thrust Show.
Demanded that they have Venom in this movie. You had to have Venom. Amazing Spider-Man 2 had to bring about their Sinister Six so they can have a grandiose fucking Spider-Man universe with the villains having their own series of movies and then having an Avengers style movie with just one dude in tights. No, man, no, it don't work that way. It doesn't work that way. They made fucked up, dumb decisions. Ever since they started telling Sam Raimi what to do, they've been fucking up.
Yeah, you don't tell my boy what to do. Let him do his thing.
You're absolutely right. Spider-Man 3 was going to be something special because the Sandman storyline, from what we saw of it, before it was cut up to make room for the Venom shit, was pretty goddamn good. All right, I still go back and watch on YouTube that scene where he's reforming himself out of sand from the first time.
Oh, is it materializing?
Yeah, when he's doing it the first time, the way that music played out, that was Sam Raimi magic. And Spider-Man 2 is still one of the best movies I've ever seen. All right? I got misty-eyed when Peter Parker told his Aunt May he got his Uncle Ben killed. I was like, goddamn, that hurt. And then the dude almost got evicted. I mean, like, he's just like, oh, my God. Sam Raimi understood Spider-Man. Kevin Feige and the rest of the Marvel MCU crew understand their characters. Sony as a whole, the people who made the decision and tried to strong arm this shit, don't understand it. But they did understand that Marvel knew what the fuck they were doing. And it is only fair that Marvel gets back what they put into it, at the very fucking least. And instead, they just hold it over there. So, no, absolutely not. Not only that, they made that stupid-ass Venom movie. Made that Venom movie by using that Marvel logo. That's why I made so much money overseas, because everyone saw Marvel on it, and they were thinking, ooh, it's a Marvel movie, let's all watch it.
If that was the case, Dark Phoenix would have done well.
That was a dumbass movie. Right? I don't know what to tell you. That was just a dumbass movie. Everyone saw it was stupid.
People are acting like Disney, Marvel can't do any wrong. Star Wars. This current crop of Star Wars movies.
Yes, I agree. But we can't look at it like that Disney can't do any wrong. Clearly, Disney played the long game with Spider-Man, which is why they went for the deal. They basically saw it as being a low-risk, high-reward situation that will play out long-term in the future. And even still, even when they made that last Spider-Man movie, they basically set Sony up for the fall, because right now we can't even imagine Spider-Man, Tom Holland's Spider-Man, as anything but the Tony Stark Jr. makes that movie. We're like, okay, so why is Aunt May not hooking up with Happy? His discontinuity from the Marvel Cinematic Universe is a detriment. People are already asking, like, when's Venom going to get together with Spider-Man? That's probably the next step. Sony's going to come up with some dumbass plan to have Spider-Man and Venom come together, and it'll be ridiculous because you'll have two stars competing for screen time and shit. Disney is a big-ass corporation. They've done plenty of fuckery. They're pulling all that shit from Netflix and making us get a new streaming service, which I'm not a fan of. But in this regards, Sony should do the smart and intelligent thing. They want to hold on to Spider-Man and keep it as long as they can and cultivate it. They need milk for all they can get.
Well, that's what they're trying to do.
But they need to milk it for the quality they can get. Having Marvel MCU manage the character and they just reap the profits, they didn't have to do anything. All they had to do was show up at press junkets and cover some of the advertising costs. They had a built-in house for merchandising. Despite the fact that some people reported that Disney got all the merchandising, the video game that they made, that's all Sony.
And that shit was amazing.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, again,
that was an awesome game.
I go to back to the fact that the MCU got better after Spider-Man was in it. So that's 2016. What you have also that same year was Deadpool. And that's when Marvel got scared. People are making successful movies with our characters without us. So it is possible. And what do they have to do? They have to buy the studio in order just to get their characters back. Getting another Terminator movie. You're getting another Aliens movie, probably. And hopefully it's another Prometheus movie. That freaking garbage.
Yeah, that shit was horrible.
There's money to go around for Marvel. Then they got the streaming service stuff, TV shows. They're going to be making money. Sony knows that. The position to say, we're just going to wait. You have the quintessential character, and they already committed to putting that character in their movies. I mean, regardless of what Sony does, Marvel can't just walk away and say, like, well, you know what? We can't mention Spider-Man anymore. Like, that'd be bad.
Well, dude, at the same notion, Sony can't be like, oh, well, I'm not going to talk about it anybody from the Marvel.
It doesn't matter.
Or the snap or the blip or whatever they call it.
It doesn't matter because they own pretty much all the Spider-Man characters. They own the rights to all those characters.
That they've had how many interaction with outside of the Sinister Six folks?
Probably still also have Ghost Rider.
Have what? Ghost Rider? Oh, Ghost Rider
Spirit of Garbage. But go ahead and finish this statement, Matt. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Sony will have to not mention the blip. They won't have to mention Nick Fury.
Yeah, it does. They can't
mention Iron Man.
All right, but it doesn't matter because Disney can't mention any of that. They can't mention any of that. They can't.
What?
All of a sudden. All right. So you have Spider-Man and Civil War.
Sony will have a bigger hit than Marvel will.
Marvel has the bigger hit. All right. We're just talking about.
Marvel can go in multiple directions if they really want to.
Okay. All right. So all of a sudden.
Right, I'm announcing X-Men. Boom.
All of a sudden in these Disney Marvel movies.
If they announce X-Men,
all right,
Spider-Man is number the past.
All right. So Captain America Civil War. Spider-Man doesn't exist any longer, right? To you?
I didn't say
it is still Civil War. I don't understand why you.
It'll just be treated as a cameo, and they'll just somehow, some way, just phase him out.
Sony's going to take more of a hit because Marvel, they have multiple characters that they can go with.
Infinity War, Endgame.
We're Spider-Man disappeared at the end of. And yes, Spider-Man is probably one of the most influential Marvel characters. However, boom. All right. Here we go. Doctor Doom, Fantastic Four, Marvel. That shit will get them.
That's still like 5-6 years away. They can't do that.
I'm saying the directions that they can go at this time if they want to throw the hype train.
Barry, think about this.
Look at Spider-Man, dude. Spider-Man enemies? That's all they can go. That's all the route that they go. More Spider-Man enemies. That's it. Spider-Man ain't going cosmic.
They still got all those characters. All those characters.
Outside of the Sinister Six.
So the thing is, like, Venom, Carnage. Sony would have to start over from the very beginning again.
Black Widow. Not Black Cat.
They can't use Tom Holland like Spider-Man anymore. It's not going to make any fucking sense.
Like, they don't have to recast, get a new story, do everything all over again.
They can't talk about the snap because it's not going to make any sense.
Nope. They can't talk about it.
Disney can't talk about Spider-Man.
That's fine. Spider-Man wasn't in. Like, he was the new guy.
Fine.
So now Spider-Man's garbage, huh?
I'm not saying it's garbage. Nobody's saying it's garbage.
You are.
But it's less of a hit.
Spider-Man doesn't need to be in there, right? He doesn't need to be in any of these Marvel movies.
No. I mean, he wasn't in there from the very, like, for at least a good, what?
Well, look at Disney.
I'm just saying, somebody comes to you with the deal of a lifetime, then all of a sudden, they want to change that deal. What do you do?
Look at the...
What do you do?
Phase 4.
It's all cosmic.
It's all cosmic. And you got shit to do with Spider-Man.
They still need Spider-Man. All right?
No, they don't.
No, they don't need it.
Not for Phase 4.
No.
I mean, Disney and Marvel's only tactic right now is to do what they did to X-Men, which is to squeeze those comic books and say, like, there's not going to be any more comic books.
Oh, they can't. They can't. Like, Spider-Man is, like, number one.
There's not going to be any more Spider-Man comic books because we don't want to feed them more characters, more storylines that they can use.
Well, they've got, like, what, 50, 60 years worth of storylines they could pull from?
Yeah, they
did that with X-Men. You're talking about the same almost length of time with Spider-Man.
Okay, yeah, now what you're saying is fine, but the problem is that Bryan Singer's, the shit show he put together was so convoluted and bullshitty. How do you go back with the X-Men and redo the same storyline twice? Dark Phoenix?
And fuck up
both times. Like,
you're 0 for 2. You're not even 1%. You're 0 for 2.
Yeah, Phase 4 ain't got shit to do. Wait,
Simon Kinberg is responsible for Dark Phoenix.
Well, he needs to fucking just stop.
Oh, he's done. He's not making more movies. He's not making movies for Disney. Hey, yeah, this is my resume. Get the fuck out of my office. Yeah, so we had a comprehensive idea about managing to get the fuck out of my office. That redeemed him slightly was that train scene.
No.
That was pretty good.
Probably was the best part of the movie, but
it was still some shit. But
doesn't make up for the fact that for at least an hour and a half of that was garbage for like another 20 minutes. Of that movie to be somewhat passable. Pay the man, Disney. The mouse has the money, you know. Tell him to go right in.
Oh no, after all the backlash that's going to happen in the next couple years, especially if they...
The deal's going to get done. I'm confident.
Oh, he's just like, the deal's going to get done.
Mm-hmm. Especially
I think it's going to be in Marvel's favor, though.
Yep.
I think
it's going to be in Sony's.
They'll probably come down from 30%, if that. Maybe go 20%.
They go 10%. Sony will be like, all right, you know. 20%.
20%. No, you can't go that low.
I mean, the whole situation's stupid, to be honest with you, man. You want to get money off of something that you own. I get that 100%. But then I also understand the part with Marvel, because they're putting in the money to create this shit. So, of course, they want some kickback as well. So
all those resources.
Right. I mean, they basically did all the work and you just getting a free check. So, of course, I would be like, yeah, you're going to have to pay me. But then at the same time, if you own something and someone's using it, you want to get paid, too. So
here's what's even worse about this. Don't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
No, I was done.
But the worst part about it is that Marvel owns this shit. Disney owns Marvel. That means all the stuff they're pulling, all the information, all the story and stuff is coming from them. They're putting all this shit together.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. I said they're putting all this shit into it. So, of course, they want some kickback. I get that. But then, just like I said, I understand Sony's part, too. Like I said, no one's really wrong. I just don't see why it got to this level. The only reason why I got to this level is because of greed.
All right. So if Disney does not need Spider-Man, is that your contention right now? They don't necessarily need Spider-Man moving forward.
Yes, but they don't need him.
Why would they negotiate the contract if they don't need him? That's the Beast Game podcast.
They want the money. They want their money. Don't even try
it. They're going to leave on that note. What the kind of bullshit? But no, they don't need him, but they want him. But that's basically what it is. They don't need him, but they want him.
You just said they don't need him. So if they don't need him, don't even worry about it. Go your separate way. Let them fail.
Marvel is not going to fail.
I'm not talking about Marvel. I'm talking about Sony. If Disney, Marvel is concerned, or not that concerned about Spider-Man moving forward, let Sony fail.
That may happen. You never know. Sony will fail epically, too.
Don't let them negotiate the contract. That's it. I'm out. Peace.
But then, of course, I mean, you got to think about this. Marvel is trying to get Spider-Man back for the simple fact, one, they wanted him in the first
place. Spider-Man's integral to most of the storylines.
They always wanted him. So let's get that straight. They always wanted Spider-Man. Two, they kind of built something around Spider-Man, so they want to continue it. So you can't blame them for trying to pursue that. Because then that would kind of dampen their plans.
They don't need Spider-Man.
They don't need him, but shit, I don't need certain things either. But if I have plans laid out, I just got to change my plans. You don't want to do it, but if it has to be done, it has to be done. They're going to have to get to that point that if they don't get him, they're going to probably have to revamp some things. But good thing they got a whole phase that doesn't really involve Spider-Man, so they could take their time to try to do whatever. But if I already got plans laid out, already like somewhat laid out for him, I want to continue those plans, I would try to keep them too. They don't need them, but they want them. It's a want. It's not necessarily a necessity.
Mm-hmm.